Blog Talk Radio.
How do we know this is Babylon? Psalms 137. I'm going to read it. This place was known for the slaves, slave ships, boats. The children of Israel were singing songs and being whipped and beaten in this particular land. So, let me read. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. Yeah. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. Willows are willow trees. Where do willow trees grow? Here in America, in the South. They didn't even grow in ancient Babylon. The willow tree's name in the Latin is the Babylonicus. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. So when we were whipped and beaten, we used to go under the willow trees and cry during slavery. Third verse. For there they that carried us away, captives, required of us a song. So this is talking about by the rivers of Babylon now. They required of us a song. That's where you get your Negro spirituals at. Okay? When the captives were enslaved during the time of slavery, they wasn't singing about Africa. The slaves were singing about Zion. Over the river Jordan, let my people go. These people knew that they were the children of Israel. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of those songs of Zion. That's Negro spirituals. 4. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? What strange land? By the rivers of Babylon. Yeah, they named it America, but the Most High called this land an extension of Babylon. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? It reads in the fourth verse. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. So David said, listen, he would rather not even know anything to forget the ease of Israel. He told the Most High, please never let me forget that we're Israel, that I'm from Zion. And our people don't even care. The seventh verse. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. Edom is a pure-blood Caucasian who was behind bringing us here to Babylon to serve. You will never find the word America in the Bible, but you know America is written because it's the most evil and wicked empire in all existence. So you mean to tell me the Most High wrote about Egypt, Babylon, Sodom and Gomorrah, and all the evils placed in the earth, but forgot America? America is Babylon the Great. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall utterly be burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God, who judges her. The Most High has put his spirit on these other countries to take her out through war. And all the other nations know it. The government know it. The bank systems, they realize it. They know prophecy. So what they're doing, they're mobilizing to move their money into the other countries, over in Europe and Africa and all these other places you see Barack Obama going. He's been to Ghana twice already, knowing that this place is about to go. The ninth verse. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. So while they're teaching you prosperity, that everything is going to be all right, that you're going to be floating up into a cloud, which is nowhere in the scriptures before Christ comes back. While they teach you all this madness in these philosophical schools they call churches, the Most High's prophecies are coming to pass. They're coming to pass before our eyes. You can see it. And you know it's going to happen. But Satan have what you would call a spell on the people through religion. So the Most High have awakened his elect in the last days to warn the people. Zechariah, the second chapter in your Bible. The fifth verse. For I say of the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Ho, ho. Come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith the Lord. We didn't say this. The Lord said this. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, saith the Lord. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. So is this ancient Babylon? No. This is the modern day daughter of ancient Babylon. And we're in the north. The Most High say we must flee her before the destruction comes. If we don't flee her, we'll get the plagues that are coming. In Revelation 18, where it says she shall be utterly burned with fire. The 8th verse. Okay? There's more, but if you want to know more, you can always go to our website.
Shabbat Shalom, Barakafam, Wathawada, peaceful Sabbath, bless you all, and thank you for tuning in to another live stream here, Friday night Sabbath, coming out of Babylon for the Gathering of Christ Church, where we connect the dots of our reality and current events with the Word of God and Bible prophecy. I'm your host, Brother and Elder Ramar Karab. It is 7:19 p.m. Central Standard Time, September 8th, 2023. And I pray you brothers and sisters out there are doing well this evening, that you've had a blessed week. We are just coming off of the heels of the Feast of Trumpets. I hope your Feast of Trumpets was blessed. I'm looking in the chat here. I see a lot of people speaking about the mass baptism that the church had today in the D.C. area, the DMV area. And it looks like from what everyone is speaking about, that it was a good turnout. I would like to have been there, but wasn't able to make it this time around. So, you know, Most High willing, we'll be able to make it for the next time. So I hope everybody's had a beautiful time there, that your travels are safe and blessed, as well as beginning as we are going into the Sabbath. Some of you may be already in the Sabbath. I pray that that's blessed also. It's always a blessing to be here another week, to see another Sabbath, also to be here before you having this live stream for coming out of Babylon. So I want to give first and foremost all praise and thanks to the Creator, Almighty, Most High God, whose name in the Hebrew is Ahaya. His son, whom the world calls Jesus Christ, is Yeshaya HaMashiach in the Hebrew. And then we have the Holy Spirit, which is the Ruach in the Hebrew. Some may say Ruach Kodash, right? The Holy Spirit, which makes up the Godhead, the Elohim or the Elohim. You know, all praises, glory, and thanks for being here. And we are getting and approaching upon the Day of Atonement, right? The Day of Atonement starts next week, Monday night, Monday evening sundown to Tuesday evening sundown is the Day of Atonement, the 10th day of the 7th month. All right. So preparing for our yearly fast, that is commanded for us to fast, to reflect on our sins, any issues or problems that we have with others to get those things squared away before going into the atonement so that we can come out fresh, renewed, with a clear conscience, not holding on to grudges or things of the past. And then after that, we will be at the end of the week, next week, Feast of Tabernacles, where we dwell in booths, right, or tents. So I know everyone is looking forward to that, whether you're able to do it with the local church, or church within your region. Maybe some of you may have to do it at home, in your yard or in your house or whatnot, but that is also approaching us as well. So, you know, very, very busy month, and we may not be broadcasting here for a few weeks on Friday nights just to, you know, being out of pocket for that time. So hopefully you brothers and sisters can understand not being able to broadcast, being out and about, you know, in the sticks and being out of pocket and all those type of things. And even if was in position to broadcast, may not even have an internet connection. That's even something to be seen. But nonetheless, we are here now, and we have a lot to cover this evening. So let me go ahead and get tonight's title for you all before we go into some announcements real quick. Title is, For We Wrestle Not Against Flesh and Blood. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. All right, so I'm pretty sure most of you all are familiar with that scripture, that particular part of the scripture. And so, you know, we're going to go into the information tonight on what and why we are having the title that we have. Before we do, let everyone know we are streaming live through twitch.tv/GOCC Southwest. You can always catch us through a web browser. You can watch through a browser, through, you know, whatever device allows you to browse and have a web browser to view with, or you can always use the Twitch app, which you can download through the App Store in your device. You can search for GOCC Southwest on Twitch, and you can watch us here. And we've been able to find a nice little cozy home here on Twitch where we can actually come. We can talk. We don't have to worry about the verbal gymnastics and copyright and all those things. We can come here and pretty much bring it out without having to worry about any type of issues. Unlike some platforms, primarily YouTube, where some of these things we just cannot discuss. So it's why we're here. And we also are streaming live through Blog Talk Radio as well. If you would like to call in, you have a question, comment, something you would like to add, definitely give us a call, 515-605-9327. 515-605-9327. If you would like to speak, press 1. That puts you in the call queue. I will check the call lines periodically and bring in the calls as they come in, should they come. Make sure you're subscribed to our main YouTube channel, all right? Subscribing there lets you know. You'll get the notifications letting you know when we go live or any type of content that we bring forth. That way, should something happen outside of, you know, you just thinking to show up here Friday and expecting there to be a broadcast, you will have a, first inside track on what's going on with this particular ministry. We also have GOCC Media on YouTube. Subscribe there as well, the GOCC Media, where we do some Friday night broadcasting as well for our GOCC Fit, discussing all things health, fitness, nutrition. Okay. And I believe that's it for Friday night. For the church, Gathering of Christ Church, make sure that you are subscribed to A Gathering 144, the main YouTube channel, GOCCNYC, the backup YouTube channel. Make sure that you are have favorited the church website, gatheringofchrist.org, everything from the Hebrew calendar to the holy days to the GOCC network, the church library, the church blog, you know, message boards, all those things where you can come in and keep up to date with all things in regards to the Gathering of Christ Church. We also have the Hebrew and Bible Academy. Okay, for those of you who would like to join or find out more, historytimes.org, historytimes.org for the Hebrew and Bible Academy. Okay. And, all right, so I'm just checking the chat here, making sure everything is good. All right, things look good. All right, so let us go ahead into tonight's information. And boy, do we have a lot to cover as always. So let me see if we can get through this in a timely fashion. All right. Through the Spirit of the Most High, tonight's title, once again, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. All right. So a lot to unpack there with the title and the imagery you see. And really what this is, it is a continuation for those that were able to catch the last coming out of Babylon, spiritual wickedness in high places. It's a continuation and an addition, adding on to what we discussed in our last coming out of Babylon. And not only that, but let me pull it up here one moment. For those of you who caught the Wednesday broadcast, the elders did. Luciferian weapons against mankind. All right. We are also, it's also going to be, you know, a continuation of what the elders brought out and was speaking about. So it all is related and connected with what we're talking about in these end times, the spiritual wickedness in high places, as well as that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, all coming from the same scripture, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. So let's go ahead and let's go through the scriptures first. And let's get some biblical understanding on laying the groundwork and foundation for tonight's content, all right? All right, one second. Let me pull it up here. There's so many scriptures here. I'm just trying to see, narrow down what we want to, which ones we want to tackle. Of course, we're going to start with Ephesians 6 and 12. So I'm going to pull it up here on your screen so you all can see it. All right, you also be able to see that here. We're reading Ephesians 6 and 12. And as it reads here, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So let's take a look at the title, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So what is this particular part of this scripture talking about here? So let's first look at this word wrestle. Right? What is that word there? That word there is Greek Strong's G3823. It says here to vibrate, wrestling. Okay, the Greek word there is pale. We go to the Thayer definition. It says here a wrestling, it says wrestling, a contest between two in which each endeavors to throw the other, and which is decided when the victor is able to hold his opponent down with his hand upon his neck. So Paul is speaking and comparing, similar to what you're talking about, like wrestling, speaking about here. But he's saying we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, meaning we're not wrestling against what we actually physically can see, right? The carnal, flesh and blood. We know people are made up of flesh and blood. We know animals are made up in flesh and blood. So Paul is saying we are not wrestling against that. So what contest between two are wrestling here? And of course, when Paul keeps speaking through the scripture, he gives the understanding, but we also see it here in this Thayer definition. We look at definition 1A. It says the term is transferred to the Christian struggle with the power of evil. So this wrestling that we're actually wrestling with, because we're not actually wrestling with people, we're wrestling with the power of evil. And when you continue to read the rest of the scripture here, Paul gives more insight. Against principalities, which we discussed, our chief spirits, demons, okay, against powers. We talked about the prince of the power of the air, who is Satan, the god of this world, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. So what we're actually wrestling with is something that's in the dark, darkness, something that's unseen. Against spiritual wickedness in high places, something that's high, meaning something that you cannot see, all right? So just so that we understand, when you are dealing with scenarios, people, situations, you're not actually contending or wrestling with people. There are spiritual and dark forces at work, and maybe you may be in peace, right? You may be in peace and not understand that there are things that are happening that are being planned out against you, all in your innocence. This is also what Paul is speaking about. While we are doing our day-to-day life, you know, going, coming, you know, you go to work, go to the store, you maybe go to a place of entertainment, you come home, you have your house, doing stuff around the house with your family, whatever. Okay, while you're doing all that, understand that there are powers, there are principalities, there are rulers of the darkness of this world in spiritual wickedness and high places operating, working, planning, plotting, scheming against you, against us. This is what Paul is saying. There are things happening. You have no idea what's going on behind the scenes, behind closed doors, behind the curtain, behind the veil. But because we're living in a time of information and the awakening, things are being exposed and brought out, right? So these are things Paul understood. He was given visions and you know, seeing signs, having dreams, right? and things of these natures where he could write of prophecy, things that he foreseen that would happen that are happening in our time right now. Not just Paul, but other prophets, disciples, apostles, and whatnot also. So that's something we have to keep in mind as we're going about our day-to-day is that, yeah, we may be thinking everything is fine and normal, and it may seem fine and normal, but understand that there are things operating in the unseen, in the invisible areas that we may not be aware of, that we should be cognitive and conscious of is operating. And I'm going to bring up some, bring up something here. One second. We have recently had a broadcast we did on coming out of Babylon. A series of broadcasts where we've been talking a lot about space, the atmosphere, the stratosphere, what they would call space, but what the Bible calls the heavens. We've been talking about what they would call aliens or spacemen. We've been discussing the alien intelligence, okay, and getting the proper understanding on what all these things really are versus what we're being told they are. And so going into the book of Revelation now, speaking of these principalities, these chief spirits, these powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. When we go to Revelation chapter 18, and this is in many places in the Bible, but for time, I'm only able to hit a few spots. When you read Revelation 18, it's talking about the fall of Babylon. 2 tells us, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, is fallen. So what was Babylon? Babylon was an ancient empire. An ancient empire. However, John the Revelator, who was actually the author of what we're reading here, he was living after the fall of ancient Babylon. So what he was foreseeing was a future place that would be in the similitude of ancient Babylon. And this current Babylon, this current empire and kingdom, as great as it is fallen, is coming to a fallen state. And what is he directly go into, which would lead us to understand the reason for the fall? It says here, and it's become the habitation of devils, the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. So when we go into that word there in the Greek, strong devils, it says a demon or supernatural spirit of a bad nature. Greek Strong's G1142. We also have the Thayer definition. A god, a goddess, a god or a goddess. We also have an inferior deity, whether good or bad, in the New Testament, an evil spirit. Okay, so this is what Paul was speaking about. And when we have gone into speaking about aliens here lately, these interdimensional beings that the world would make us believe are spacemen that are out in planets and solar systems that are out there, that are looking to come to this earth and cause harm to mankind. That's the narrative that we've been sold on these beings. But however, when we read scriptures, we get a total different insight and understanding of what they are and what's going on. They are fallen gods, goddesses, demigods. So we've gone into Genesis 6. We've broken down the sons of God who dealt with women. From these interactions, there were giants. that were produced during the times of Enoch, Noah. The flood came, killed the giants. What proceeded out of the giants? Evil spirits, which now today are demons. So now this place, this kingdom, which now through history, through study, we have identified as the United States of America, North America, is current day modern Babylon. This place has now been a cage, has become a cage where all the evil demons, almost like birds. That's why it says a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. So what do birds do? Birds fly. Birds flock. So you have a flock of demons that have come to roost and make their habitation here in the United States. Doesn't mean that they don't exist in other parts of the world, but their main headquarters is Babylon. And as you can see here on your screen, you see a Illuminati card, Plague of Demons. And that's the U.S. Capitol building we have there, showing us this, you know, a good representation of what we're reading in Scripture is that these demons have come down in a, you know when you look at as the weather changes and it starts to get cold and you see these birds flocking and they're covering the whole sky and they're moving in unison. And and you look up and they're roosting all up in the trees, all up on the power lines. That's what John is seeing happening in America. Demons. Demons have invaded and taking over, complete takeover of this country through government. And this is what Paul was speaking about. The rulers of the darkness of this world, the rulers, those who rule this world, being ruled and guided by spirits, demons. So your government, your entertainment industry, whether you're talking about movies, music, sports, and then now it's trickled down to the everyday John and Jane Doe who, through the demoralization of this society here in America, First Amendment, freedom of religion, you can worship whatever you want, right? So much freedom and liberty, which is what America was built upon, liberty, to do whatever you want, which opens up the door for the demons. But there is other things that are allowing this demonic manifestation to increase to the height of what we're seeing here in Revelation chapter 18 on a astronomical level. There are other forces at work. And this is what Paul was trying to get us to pay attention to. The forces that are at work that are bringing this to pass. We're going to go into the book of the Apocalypse of Baruch real quick. Second Baruch, which is part of the pseudepigrapha works. And Baruch, who was given this work, which is a prophetic work, seeing the future. We go to chapter 26. It reads, "And I answered and said, will that tribulation which is to be continue a long time, and will that necessity embrace many years?" Chapter 27 reads, "And he answered and said unto me, into 12 parts is that time divided, and each one of them is reserved for that which is appointed for it." So these 12 parts are 12 signs. I'm not going to go into all the signs of what would be expect happening in the end because we're focusing on, for we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with what? Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. So what was one of the things that Baruch saw as a sign that you would be able to identify that we are in the end. Well, John seen it happening here in America, Revelation 18, habitation of devils. But what did Baruch see? When you go to verse 9, it says here, and in the eighth part, a multitude of portents and incursions of the Shadim. So what are, first of all, what are portents? Because whatever portents are is a multitude. What is incursions and what is the Shadim? So let's go over here to the dictionary. We have the word portent. It says an indication or omen of something about to happen, especially something momentous. Something monumental or momentous, an omen, a sign. An omen is a sign. And typically when you talk about omens, you're talking about a bad omen, an indication, a sign, something about to happen. Okay, bad vibes, bad energy, which you cannot see energy. So a lot of what we're talking about, what Paul is speaking about, invisible, we're talking about the unseen. Okay, things that are in darkness. When you're talking about darkness, you can't see in the dark without light. So now we're given the light to be able to shine in the dark, to be able to see what's there in the dark that's unseen. It says here, threatening or disquieting significance. Okay, we see words here, harbinger, premonition, foreshadowing, hunch, prognostic, prognostication, sign, vibes, warning. A sign or indication of a future event, especially a momentous or calamitous one. Calamity, tribulation. Momentous or ominous significance. So Baruch is seeing something, a multitude of significant events, bad signs, bad vibes, and incursions of the Shadim. Well, what is an incursion? Let's look at this word incursion here. What is an incursion? Dictionary here. It says an invasion or attack. Especially a sudden or brief one. An invasion or an attack. So what invasion is Baruch seeing that's happening in a multitude? What is, now we've been told of an invasion that's coming that involves spacemen, aliens from other planets that are coming to invade and attack. That's what we've been being told. But is that the invasion that is the reality of the of what Baruch is speaking about? Well, now let's take a look at the word Shadim. We go to the Jewish Encyclopedia here, since it is more so a term that's used in the Jewish academia. And we have under the Jewish Encyclopedia, demonology. So when you search for Shadim in the Jewish Encyclopedia, it redirects you to demonology, right? And of course, it's going into biblical and post-biblical data on demons. We come down here, demons in the Bible. The demons mentioned in the Bible are of two classes, the Seraim and the Shadim. So there are different factions of demons, right? And there's a lot here It says the Israelites also offered sacrifices to the Shadim. What else do we have here? In Chaldean mythology, the seven evil deities were known as Shadim, storm demons. Storm demons represented in ox-like form. And because these ox colossi or colossi representing evil demons were by a peculiar law of contrast used also as protective genii of royal palaces and the like, the name Shed assumed also the meaning of propitious genius in Babylonian magic literature. So what we're seeing happening, well, what Baruch and John are describing is the same instant. A invasion of demons, a multitude, right? The portent, the bad omens, the bad vibe, the bad energy. When you're in a situation and something feels bad and you feel it before the bad thing happens, right? That energy is present. So while they're telling us to prepare for an alien invasion from space, we have been warned in the Bible that the invasion or the incursion in prophecy would happen, right, by demons who came about from the actual mingling of angels before the flood with women, produced giants, and from those giants, right, we had spirits that came forth when they died in the flood. And then those evil spirits now are alien or foreigners to this world and have to roam this earth looking for a body. They're looking for a body or a host. So that's the real alien invasion. So there's been an alien invasion for thousands of years, but now we're getting to the height of it because now the key to the bottomless pit, the angel's been given the key to open up the key to the bottomless pit. And with the alien intelligence, they are now able to tap in to open up these gates, these portals through time and space to allow traveling of these entities into our realm. So in some capacity, what they're saying is somewhat true as far as an invasion, right? But it's not happening the way that they're all the way telling us it's happening. It's not happening with little spacemen coming on in spaceships and coming down into the earth to alien abduct people. No, these are demons looking for bodies, looking for hosts to possess. And so Baruch is seeing this on a high level here in the Apocalypse of Baruch. Multitude of portents and incursions of the Shadim. Spiritual warfare on a level where if you are not equipped to handle and understand the unseen, the invisible realm, the spiritual, the interdimensional, if you're not equipped to be able to understand that, then you stand no chance in fighting against it because you can't see it. Okay, the knowledge, the wisdom that we attain, okay, the discernment of the Holy Spirit now allows us the ability to see these things, these omens, these indicators, right? So, wanted to go there. Now let's get, I believe, one more scripture here. There's a lot of scriptures I would like to go into, but for time, just have to cut it short. So we also have, if we go to, because how would now things be ramped up? Because the demons have been here for so long. Right, they didn't just arrive. They didn't just arrive and just invade. The invasion didn't just happen. Right, we talked about the Marvel TV series that came out, Secret Invasion. Right, there's been a secret invasion going on this whole time, and it's secret because people haven't recognized it. People don't know aren't able to distinguish it because they don't have the spiritual discernment, right? But what is now allowed this multitude, this habitation of every foul spirit and cage of every hateful bird now to accumulate itself in places like America where they're just roosting, all right? The chickens or the birds or the demons have come home to roost here in America. When you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, and this is what has happened to mankind because mankind is unaware. They're not paying attention. They're asleep. 2 Corinthians 2 and 11 tells you, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So if we are ignorant of Satan's devices, what happens? He will get an advantage of us, right? That's what has happened to this society. The society has been told the devil doesn't exist. He's not real. That demons aren't demons, so therefore demons don't exist. They're actually aliens or spacemen from other planets, right? So when we fall into this psychology, we then become ignorant to the devices Satan has to think, well, you know, these devices would never be used against us. That's evil. Who would do such a thing? But when you understand who the God of this world is, you cannot be ignorant of the devices he has and that he would use them against us. So let's look at this word devices here in the Strong's. Check this word out. This is Greek Strong's G3540, noema. It says a perception, right? Meaning what you perceive is what reality is, your perception. Okay, so what is your perception? If you don't have the accurate perception, see, now the devil can get advantage of you. It says here, that is purpose, or by implication, the intellect, right, or the intelligence. Disposition, itself, device, mind, thought. Okay, so if we can't comprehend how evil the devil is and the things he would do in his thinking, we would never believe the things that we're going to go in tonight. There's no way that this stuff is real. Or if you would believe it's real, there's no way that this stuff would be used, you know, would be used against us, whether it's the psychological things, whether it's the biological things, the you know, technological things, the physical things, none of these things would be used against us because that's just evil, right? So to know his devices is to understand your enemy. You must understand your adversary, who he is, okay? Know your enemy. If you don't know your enemy, how can you fight against him? And that's why when you read Ephesians 6, we read the verse earlier, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. In that same chapter, it gives us the armor of God to be able to stand against and fight against the invisible. In order to fight against the unseen and the invisible, we must have invisible or spiritual weaponry to fight against that. Okay? No physical weapon is going to fight against the devices of Satan. It's going to take spiritual weaponry. Okay, and that's what Paul's trying to get you to understand. Stop wrestling and fighting with things physically. Learn how to tap into the spiritual, righteousness, truth, peace, salvation, faith, the word of God. All these are our weapons and our armor, our defense mechanism against the unseen. If you're not fighting with that, you're going to lose in this battle. You're going to lose in this war. The devil's going to get access and control of your mind, your perception, your intellect. Let's go to the Thayer here. Thayer tells us a mental perception, thought, an evil purpose, right? Because when you see these things, you'll be like, man, that's an evil agenda. That's an evil purpose, right? Well, you have to understand Satan. That which thinks, the mind, thoughts or purposes. So whenever we are gullible or naive to the devil, whether it's believing he doesn't exist or understanding the power he has as the God of this world, we become susceptible to his evil purposes, his evil devices, all the things that he would then use against us to destroy and take us down. And we would then not be doing what we need to do to prepare and be in spiritual position to contend or to wrestle against that which is unseen. See, we're spending so much time wrestling with flesh and blood, right? We think we're wrestling with actual physical things, people, and the physical, without understanding the invisible behind the physical that we're actually in contention against, right? So those scriptures hopefully now set the stage so that we can go into that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, right? We understand who the prince of the power of the air is. We understand the spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of darkness of this world that are operating against us, okay? And where I want to pick up is, speaking of the devices, the technology, the things that are being waged against us that we may not even know exist, or if we know that they exist, may not think that they would be used against us. We have a video here. Why laser weapons are about to change everything. Let's check this video out here. So the first thing we see here are drone warfare. Of course, drones fly. So you have something flying in the atmosphere or maybe even the stratosphere that you don't even know is there. You can, it can see you, but you can't see it. Spiritual wickedness in high places. We have cameras, and, of course, this is talking about laser weapons. So we're talking about these particular craft armed with lasers, laser weapons. What else? Here we see rockets. We've been talking a lot about rockets a lot lately. Where is it going? Up into space. And then we have the satellites that are way out in space, in orbit, over the Earth. What are they doing out there? Oh, well, you know, the satellites, you know, you got your satellite TV and your satellite phone and GPS, all, you know, yeah, you know, satellites are good for mankind. Well, those things, you know, not to say that that's not true in some case, but are there other things that could be equipped on these satellites that could be for our detriment? Let's see. Now, check this out. We have a CNN special report, War in Space. Now, that's the thing about having the biblical lens and having a biblical understanding. We've talked about and we've read and studied the war in space, Star Wars, Space Wars, Revelations 12, when the devil and his angels fought with the Most High and his angels in space, in the heavens. So now war is, so now we're going into a whole new realm of war. Space war. And so here we have it. We talked about it. The Star Wars space program started under Ronald Reagan, where he would then look to weaponize space with directed energy weapons and lasers under the threat or pretext of nuclear warfare, so that nuclear missiles could be shot down out of the atmosphere with lasers. So therefore they would not hit cities and things like that. All right. So we saw that. Here it is being exposed or being shown here once again in this video. And notice how whenever we talk about space and you talk about movies or whatnot, it's always, you always see lasers in space synonymous one with the other. You know, whether it's Star Wars or whatever other space movie you see, you always see the directed energy or the laser weaponry in space. And so it's the old Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. Because the problem of nuclear warfare, we must now build space lasers. We must now build lasers, put them in space. So you see how this threat of this nuclear war now gives them the green light to do this and get the support of the world for this type of technology to help Satan accomplish what he's looking to do in the heavens. So we see these drones being cooked, right? Being cooked because we're talking about microwave weaponry where it can be cooked. And is this technology really created to actually be used against what they're saying it's being created for? And I'm not saying in some capacity that it's not or won't be, but we'll see if this is this technology is being created for much, much more than what they're telling us is being created for. Now, imagine this is a battlefield. Okay, and don't make you think this is way out somewhere in the middle of nowhere. The fight will never happen in your neighborhood. Imagine if all this is going on in your neighborhood. Would you be able to know the satellite is above you operating in a warfare manner? Or how about this plane flying over you? Or how about these weapons being shot, laser weapons, or a ship? All this stuff operating, and it's happening in your neighborhood. Would you be able to know where all this stuff is coming from? This is what I'm talking about. We talk about we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're wrestling against the unseen, things we have no clue about what's going on, right? And then we're talking about AI, which is another invisible device or technology, right? Elon Musk said we're summoning the demon with AI. So here we see the demonic forces at work through machines. We're going to talk more about that here later. The AI or the demon intelligence working through machines. And I actually spoke to a brother a couple weeks ago who told me in 2019 he was working at an Air Force base, and he actually helped, was part of his job profile was installing these lasers on these types of planes. So he's actually seen it and done it himself to know. And you know, another reason why I'm showing this video is so that people, you know, out there that may think this stuff doesn't, this technology doesn't exist, because they would like us to think that it's science fiction, to show you that this technology exists and is real. All right. It's not science fiction. So we're seeing a lot going on here. It's been exposed and shown with this. And we've talked about this white paper from NASA. NASA Strategic Issues, Future Warfare, circa 2025. This paper came out in 2001, before 9/11. I'm going to speak more about 9/11 later. The future is now. All right. And let me pull this up also here. Let me find it here. So we also have the we did the broadcast on this future strategic issues, future warfare, the merging of the United States Space Force, the Department of the Air Force with NASA, showing you that NASA is a military extension. And NASA is Satan, basically, operating in a military way, and NASA is a front, a cover, to make you think that they're about space exploration and searching out planets and solar systems and discovering life in the solar system, the total front, all right? Total front from what they're really what's really going on here with NASA. So this is a military weaponry, military warfare, future warfare. So one of the things that they would do is tell us that it's science fiction or sci-fi. Because once they tell us it's sci-fi, we think fiction. Fiction means it's not real. When all the stuff they were showing us as sci-fi was real, whether it was in some small capacity being real or an idea of something they were working towards attaining or getting to, that more than likely was a technology of the past before the flood. Okay, so that goes back to what we read earlier in 2 Corinthians 2:11 about being ignorant to Satan's devices, which is a mental perception. So if we're mentally perceiving sci-fi as being fiction and not understanding this stuff is real, it already warps our reality and puts us in an alternative reality of what really is the real reality, of what's really going on here. All right. Another video. This is titled Real Laser Weapons Used by the U.S. Military. Let's check this one out. An invisible laser weapon. It's a weapon that you cannot see. Controlled by AI also. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about the unseen, the powers, that are operating, principalities operating in the unseen, naked to the eye, but is weapons. Speaking about Ronald Reagan again, one point that I wanted to reiterate that we spoke about in the past, also within all of this, I think there was a huge caveat that Ronald Reagan dropped when he gave his speech about if there was an alien threat, that we would all see through our differences as fighting in war and unite and come together against the alien threat. All the while he's talking about building space lasers up in space through satellites and everything, talking about the whole world uniting against an alien threat. And something else key he said in that speech is there not already aliens amongst us now, right? So it was, you know, when you read between the lines, there's a lot of things, but these people talk, they give out clues. And the Bible speaks about it, and when it talks about, definitely in the book of Daniel, talks about dark sentences, how they speak in code for those who are initiated and understand, can read between the lines. Right? Laser weapons are real. Now, keep in mind, this is just the stuff that they would tell us about this technology. Imagine all the stuff that has not been disclosed to us when it comes to this tech. Keep that in mind. One more on this before we move forward. This video is titled Using Directed Energy to Transform the Modern Battlefield. Using directed energy to transform the modern battlefield. And one may ask, well, what is the modern battlefield? Could mean a lot of different things, but let's check this video out here. Check it out. High intensity radio frequency beam. Right, so they're all different types of frequencies. We have radio frequency, television frequencies. Are those also devices that are used to control and are weaponized against mankind? Think about all the propaganda and the fake news and the hypnosis that comes through the frequency. So we're talking about these frequencies. They're using all different kinds of ways of attack on the susceptible mind that's ignorant to Satan's devices. Okay. To fight the battlefield of the future. NASA's Future Strategic Issues, Future Warfare. Right? To fight the battle of the future. Now, this is a lieutenant. At the beginning of the video, told you he's executive vice president, Booz Allen Hamilton. I believe they said he was a lieutenant. Let me see here. Yeah, Lieutenant General, U.S. Air Force, retired. All right, so it's a military guy confirming all of what we're talking about here, retired. See, Satan just needs mankind's help and to convince them and make you believe that what this is for. Right? to believe what this is for. So we're going to talk about, would this technology then be used against mankind, against your everyday citizen? Could they become part of the modern battlefield? We have here off of C4ISRnet.com. The Space Force wants to use directed energy systems for space superiority. This is June of 2021. Space Force, that's the U.S. talked about the, here it is, Department of the Air Force, linked in with NASA, wants to use directed energy systems for space superiority. This is what Ronald Reagan set out for in the 80s. Now, revived under Donald Trump. It says here, the head of the Space Force acknowledged that the U.S. is developing the appropriate directed energy systems to maintain American space superiority. Although he declined to provide details in the unclassified setting of June 16 congressional hearing. Okay, so they're not all the way, I mean, I'm not saying they're telling it all, but they're not bashful. It's no secret of what their agenda is. And that this technology actually exists. So that's what we must keep in mind throughout all this. So we can understand now when things happen in our reality, we can explain them away to understand and know what we're actually contending with so that you understand you physically, you don't have the power to contend with this. You must tap into the spiritual. You must tap into the heavenly realm that they're looking to war against. You must tap into that realm through Christ and gain that power that he's given and allow us to have access to fight and contend, to be protected and hedged against this type of an invisible technology that's at work. What else do we have here with their technology? This comes on SciTech Daily. It says, NASA's laser communication relay demonstration, getting space data to the ground with lasers. So the lasers aren't just there working in a way as far as causing things to explode or destruction. They also are able to deliver information. For those of you that are familiar with fiber optics is a laser that's sending information. Okay, you can use a fiber optics to hook up to your TV for a feed of internet or a television broadcasting signal. You have also optical cables that are used for surround sound stereos for sound. So all these things are able to travel through light or through laser. And check out this image here. You have the International Space Station shooting a laser to a satellite, and then this satellite is shooting a laser down to none other than Hawaii. That's interesting. Of all places, it has Hawaii here, and this actually was December 5th, 2021. And, of course, this laser in this particular article is just talking about information or data. But could this be an actual armed, potentially, could there be a possibility that this satellite could be armed with an actual laser, what we just saw, the directed energy and microwave lasers, laser systems, to come down and wreak havoc, like what we saw with Lahaina? All right, let's check this video out here. But check this out. Speaking of Hawaii, LRCD, which means Laser Communications Relay Demonstration, known as Optical Ground Station, OGS 1 and 2, are located at Table Mountain, California, and Halikiala, Hawaii. So two of the states where we've seen in recent years these strange, and I'm going to put it in quotes, wildfires or forest fires with quotations around them because the forests aren't burning. The homes and cars are burning to a crisp, but the trees are still standing. Is the two places where these particular laser communication relay demonstration centers are. Interesting coincidence, right? Let's check out this video here real quick. See that? Located at Table Mountain facility in Southern California and Halikiala volcano on the island of Maui. Same place where Lahaina is where this laser optical facility, only two of them in the U.S., one of them just happens to be on the island of Maui. And notice you see NASA, of course. So all the dots are connecting. Okay, NASA chose these stations, because you see here, you got your NASA logo up in the upper right corner. Also, we know who's at work here. While they're deceiving us thinking about space aliens, okay, spacemen, this is what they're doing. They want us to focus on space aliens while they're doing this, and we're not looking at understanding this technology that they have at their disposal. They don't want us to know that Jack Parsons was one of the founders of NASA, the rocket science, propulsion systems and all that. And he was deep in the occult under the apprenticeship of Aleister Crowley, where he was opening up portals into space and time, doing all type of Babylonian satanic rituals. They want to cover that part up so that you don't know what NASA origin is. Now, if you're just your everyday John Doe, Jane Doe person living in this world, do you have any idea that any of this technology exists? You probably have no idea. And your tax money, your tax dollars are going to the funding and creation of this technology. All because you've been told that it's for humane and, peaceful purposes, for the ability to, dispel wars and all on and on and on to space explore and all of this. That's what you're being told this is being created for. LCRD will also support missions in space. NASA will use the information from these missions to make critical discoveries. I bet they will. Okay, so just showing you some of the stuff that now, okay, the devil said he will set his throne above the stars of God. And in the book of Obadiah, Esau would set his nest among the stars. Not only do we have that there in Maui for the laser communication, and I showed you all this, there are two directed energy weapon sites in the U.S. One is in New Mexico, and the other just happens to be in Maui. So you have this LCRD, laser communication, one in California and one in Maui, and you also have a directed energy weapon site, one of two in the whole U.S., also in Maui. Here's their website. Air Force Research Laboratory. So they have both the communicative lasers and the directed energy weapon laser systems there on Maui. Not, there's many islands of Hawaii, not the other islands, no, but the actual island of Lahaina, which is Maui. Where they, this website talks about their directed energy. Air Force Maui Optical and Supercomputing AMO site. U.S. Air Force Military. And if you go on Google Maps and you search for it, it pops up. Air Force Maui Optical and Supercomputing Directed Energy Weapon Site right here in the middle of Maui. And then you have over here Lahaina right here. So could this technology possibly be used on people for nefarious purposes, for evil intentions? Let's go back to 2 Corinthians 2 and 11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Okay? So having your armor on, okay, also gives you the discernment and understanding and the wisdom to discern, to understand when you're under attack. All right, because it may come down to a scenario where you may need to get out the way before it happens. So, again, could this have been done in Lahaina? And then when you understand the NASA white paper, Future Strategic Issues, Future Warfare, circa 2025, where NASA explicitly lets you know that they're at war against mankind, we must understand, first of all, Revelation 12, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil cometh down to make war, for he knoweth he have a short time. Understanding that through NASA is the devil's space war mechanism, that those satellites not only have the ability to operate in a weapon capacity in space, but they also have the ability to operate from space to Earth as weapons. Not just satellites, planes, drones, and their actual installation sites here on Earth, like this one, right? They don't have to actually be in the air to use this technology, but they operate land, air, and sea. They operate all together to make it happen. We have a video here. This video, it says the special police show up to ensure a total media blackout here in Lahaina, West Maui. So right now, and since this has happened, there's been a total media blackout to where they're not letting any media in to Lahaina to actually report on what's going on there. We have someone who's on the ground, boots on the ground, who got some footage. Let's see what he has to say about what he's seeing happening there. So why are they putting up miles and miles of black fence on the area that was burned in Lahaina so that people cannot see inside to see what's going on? Why are they putting up black fence? It's one thing that they're not letting you inside. Okay, a person could say, well, okay, you know, there could be a danger for people that come in there because this happened. We got to make sure people are safe. But then why would you then put up a black fence so that you can't even see inside? Not a clear fence where it keeps you out, but a black fence to where now you can't even see inside. And they don't have normal police guarding the perimeter. They have special police there guarding, you know, never before seen police. You know, you're in, you know, the island and you see police, but this is not the police that you typically would see there. Something totally different. What's up with that? So we have National Guard, which is an arm of military. This man stopped to try to film what's going on to see. National Guard immediately after 20 seconds ran over and chased him away from even being outside filming. Military operation indeed. So they have foreign police there. Police, he's saying they're foreign cars. Police he's never seen in the United States operating there. So that's some of the footage of those who are there that are trying to, you know, film and get access to what's happened there. And we ask the question, could what we've looked at, all the different laser technology, could this actually be being used on mankind? Is it possible that this is being used on mankind, or could be, or has been used in Lahaina? Of course, we have the NASA outright military agenda against mankind and their future warfare white paper. And keep it in mind what we've learned going down this rabbit hole of directed energy, directed energy weapons, as we look at some of this footage to see, does this make sense to you outside of what we know, or just what we know with just science, what we've been told, how fires, forest fires work. And outside of knowing this technology exists, and now knowing that we know about this technology, can we now apply it to what we're going to see now? They're not letting media in, but guess what? We have some brave individuals who actually were able to get inside in some areas to take some video. Let's see what they are reporting here and what they're discovering with these so-called wildfires. So the investigators told them that the temperatures reached 3,000 degrees. Now, wildfires are somewhere around 1,200, 1,400 degrees Fahrenheit. But they're telling us that these were wildfires that somehow burned more than twice the temperature of what we've always known a wildfire to burn at. Keep that in mind. Let's see what he's also going to point out with this burn. So aluminum burns at about 1,220 degree Fahrenheit, and not just burned, but it melted to where it was like a stream or river flowing. Now, if you take a look around, family, there are no trees. You see grass that's, it looks like it's dead from heat, but not from fire. It's not black. And you see dirt. This car is surrounded by dirt, but yet somehow it burnt up in a forest fire with no trees around. Double the heat of a forest fire to cause this temperature that the investigator has determined it burned here. Almost what you would see if you put a car in an incinerator. So you look around, the trees are safe, these houses are safe, but the cars, they did surrounded by dirt, the cars didn't make it. And this is actually outside of the burn zone of Lahaina. This is the area that's supposed to be outside that didn't burn, but these cars somehow ended up incinerated. Anomaly. What could cause this? An anomaly. Right? There is no normal science to explain what's taking place here. But of course, let's apply what we're learning, right, through NASA's technology, the military and this now new arms race for laser and microwave weapons. And so keep in mind, the media has not been given access to come in. Is it now making sense why they're not letting the media come in? Why no one can come in? And they're building black fence around the burn zone and making it a military trespassing situation where you can't even come in. Even people whose homes, that own homes in those areas are being arrested for trespassing in that area now. Hold up. So the car is melted to a puddle, but the grass is perfectly fine right next to the car. Almost looks like a scene out of Sodom and Gomorrah, like what you would expect to happen in Sodom and Gomorrah, except these cars in a dirt field were wildfire burned, and the houses and trees and even the grass close to the car are all intact. Does that sound like a directed scenario where things are directed to burn something specifically here? And then they can't even communicate outside of the island. He just said we have 5G, and when we try to use it, make a call, it drops. So we can't even communicate. No communication out, no communication in. So this area back here is where it was supposed to have happened. So they're way outside, and you see the black fence. They're way outside, and these two cars are the only two things that are burnt. So none of this other stuff burnt up in here, but these cars in this dirt field. Okay, so now there's more. Now we have them. Round two, the evidence is mounting on Lahaina. Now they're 2 miles away from where the burn zone was in Lahaina. Let's see what they find 2 miles away from the burn zone. You see, all this stuff is intact, all right? No burning out here. It's like there was an incinerator nearby, and they just dropped the car off, all right? They just dropped an incinerated car out in the middle of nowhere. So let's take a look at this area outside the burn zone. Let's see what's going on here. So you see some stuff burnt, but you see the grass, yellow grass, unburnt. So the fire didn't come across. It stopped right there. So the cardboard didn't burn, where he just kicked over. The grass burnt, but the cardboard didn't burn. Paper. So they too are trying to defeat the YouTube algorithm, but this car is surrounded by gravel and dirt. And this is the result of nothing around being burnt in a wildfire that happened 2 miles away in this car looking like this. And they were finding whole families charred to a crisp inside cars here. And also in California, when it happened in California, they're finding, you know, father, mother, children in the car, burnt to a crisp in the vehicle, these type of vehicle situations. Okay. Now we have an expert, arborist of 50 years on Cali and Maui. So this is somebody who is an expert when it comes to burns and fires. He's going to give his insight here, his expertise. So we're hearing about all these anomalies in this event, unexplained anomalies. Mm. So two firemen in all their career have never seen vehicles look like this before. And I'm pretty sure they've seen a lot of fires. Right. And here is some footage, real time, of people during this while it was happening. And remember, family, we look at this as what people could do this. You know, what you know, if someone actually was responsible, how could they do such a thing? We have to remember and keep in mind, what is the title of tonight's live stream? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We're not dealing with people. Okay, we're dealing with spiritual forces. Now, people can become hijacked. Okay, so we have to look past the people. The people have been given up. They would participate in such an event to a reprobate mind. Right? There are people maybe directly at work, but indirectly, the invisible, the unseen, is the one guiding the host. And if you look here, it says, a stark reminder of the potential consequences, allegedly, of choosing not to sell your land when billionaires need your land for their 15-minute city, smart city prison. So we're going to talk about that more in a moment, because what is the purpose of all this? Why would such an event take place? Well, we have a video here. Maui, Hawaii fire victims calling out the Maui City Council. The people serving on the Maui City Council are stakeholders in the redevelopment of Maui as a smart city with the Department of Planning. Conflict of interest. How are the people who are serving Maui that are on the Maui City Council? Whoops, let me... forgot to bring back the screen. Sorry about that. How are the people who are serving on the Maui City Council, the stakeholders in the redevelopment of Maui as a smart city with the Department of Planning? Let's take a look at this video here as we have a person calling them out on this. So we have people who are waking up and understanding the agenda that's at play here. And we're going to go into that agenda We talked about it. World Economic Forum, how Hawaii plans to be the first U.S. state to run entirely on clean energy. All right, smart city. And of course, they have their help us prevent the spread of disinformation on their website before you even get to the article. They want to control the narrative. Again, lest Satan should get advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. They want to control the perception, the thought, right? The intellect, the mind. This is mind control. But the proof is in the pudding and the devil's in the details. And when you just look at their plans, it all makes sense. We also talked about their Hawaii Digital Government Summit 2023, which happens in a few weeks from now, September 25th, where they're coming to discuss, it says here, the Digital Government Summit brings together technology-focused public sector professionals with leading industry partners to connect on innovative approaches, get inspired, and discover new technologies. Join us to improve the future of government together. So how convenient that this happens, that this takes place the month after this so-called wildfire. They're going to come together and discuss technology in regards to Hawaii's future. And we have a lot of people here from Maui, Governor Josh Green, Douglas Murdoch. All this says Maui here. All right, Maui, Maui, Maui. On and on and on. And what people have to understand, we've showed this before, talked about the smart cities, this map, the simulated reserve and corridor system to protect biodiversity as mandated by the Convention on Biological Diversity, the Wildlands Project, UN and U.S. Man and Biosphere Program, and various UN-U.S. Heritage Programs and NAFTA. All right, so they already have it mapped out, the areas in the United States that are going to be livable and unlivable. So when we go into our smart cities, we're going to be attaching this into that on what we're seeing happening that they're blaming on climate change, what they're saying happened in California, what they're saying happened in Lahaina. They're saying it's climate change. The environment is becoming unstable. There are certain areas on the map that are becoming unlivable, and you're only going to be able to live in the areas and the cities, which are going to be the smart cities, that we say you can come and live. That's what's going on. They're ramping things up now, so we're going to be discussing that. A video here, real quick. Maui fires and redirected energy systems. Check this out. And this is where when you see this happen, you think the same thing in regards to 9/11. Being you had two towers who were supposedly hit by a plane, right? And they told us jet fuel burnt the steel beams and the concrete, which caused these buildings to implode demolition style. And it's the same science. When you look at the burning temperature for the steel beams and the concrete, It's same with what we're seeing in Lahaina and California with these cars burning. The burning temperature for those materials is way higher than the actual fire that would come from a plane and jet fuel burning, meaning that there's no way a jet fuel or a plane could have brought these buildings down. But not only that, not only is that an anomaly, two buildings, but you also had, you're about to go into it. You also had in similar fashion, how did these cars end up like this? What we see in California and Lahaina. So we're seeing something else at work other than what we're being told is working. That's at play here, all right? We're being told that steel beams and concrete melt at a temperature lower than they're supposed to melt. We're being told that jet fuel burns at a temperature higher than it's supposed to burn in order to bring those buildings down. And then somehow those buildings are nowhere around these cars, and these cars end up like the vehicles we see in Lahaina now, where they're pretty much melted and disintegrated down. All the while the paper survived, right? This is 911. And it's interesting because we're 3 days away from the anniversary of this event. We're in the month of trumpets. We're in the month where these type of events, where we always have to be ready for an event of anomalic proportion, right? Anomalies happening that we can't explain. Only thing that we can understand is the devil's at work. The devil's working here. Let's keep going. How about that, family? How about that? The frequency for the color blue is 666. And this is what I mean when I say the devil is in the details, right? The devil is in the details. Speaking of InfoWars, I think that's our next video here. We have Alex Jones with Stu Peters, Maui Dews, Deep State False Flag, Trump Assassination Alert, and Extreme Accountability. Let's check this video out here. Before we keep going, let people know there are a couple words here, just as a warning. Not a lot, but there is a word or two that, you know, would say explicit words, explicit language that may come out. So just keep that in mind. All right. This is the second most expensive real estate in the world there in Maui. Now you understand Oprah, all these million and billionaires that are there. They got all this land there, getting property there, right? So keep these things in mind as we continue to go down this rabbit hole. To put the country into civil war, and we've talked about the shattered union. For those who are not familiar, you can look up the video game, check out the trailer, Shattered Union, where it shows America, different states seceding from the union, and America going into civil war. So is that something that we could see happening going into 2024 election, where you have, you know, Trump on one side, Democrats on the other? Going to be real interesting to see what leads up to this coming election, with them now starting to look to bring back COVID 2.0 with the lockdowns and the mask and all that, and you're going to have certain states like Texas already has said that no mask, no vaccine mandates, no lockdown. So you're already seeing red states aligning with that stance, and you're seeing the blue states who are aligning themselves with Biden's stance. So that's shaping itself up to be the civil war. We're on one side, Trump saying he's president. It was an election fraud, and it was stolen from him. And on the other side, the Democrats saying the same thing. But, you know, we'll talk more about that later. I'm not too focused on the election per se, because there's bigger things that are to be taken away from all of this than what's going on with the election or what's going to happen with it. Okay. But continuing on here. I think that's the end of that dialogue. A lot of good points brought out in that dialogue. You know, some things, some bones that maybe definitely spit out. But I believe, again, the Gentiles, they have their part to play in this, and they've been lied to the same way we've been lied to. And they have access to information we don't have access to, and we have access to information they don't have access to, being that the oracles of God were given to the children of Israel, right? So I look at it as, hey, they believe in Christ and they, you know, are for the good of man. Then, you know, hopefully at some point, who knows, we cross paths and are able to give them the true gospel of Christ, right? And we're all in this together, helping each other out. Even the scriptures tell you the Gentiles will come to the help and aid of Jacob, right? So, but, speaking about the devil's devices, because, of course, the psychological warfare is just as crazy as the biological warfare. Speaking of biological warfare, I have a video here. Whether manipulation is happening and it's poisoning you. So let's talk about more of the prince of the power of the air, his devices. We have a former Air Force soldier here, Kristen Megan, speaking about also what's going on in the air with and concern in regards to chemtrails. Okay, let's check this out.